Hey, what's up, guys? This is Lainey, and I'm back with another podcast. Sorry for the late return. Life just got a little busy. But anyway, as per usual, send me an email at asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. So before I get started, just want to give a shout out to my older cousin, Jessica, because she's listening right now. She recently just got introduced to me doing this, and I was a little embarrassed at first, but I'm glad that she appreciates it and supports it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be answering 50 questions that I received. This will be the first 50 questions that I'm answering, but in this segment, it's only going to be 10. So let's get started. First one is from a woman. She's right here from New York City. And her name is Mary. She's 46 and she's married, she says, with 3 grown children. And in the subject line, it says premature ejaculation help. My husband struggles with premature ejaculation. What can we do about this? Okay, well, many men who come prematurely simply don't recognize their point of no return. This is the point where no matter what happens, a man's got to come because he's so sexually excited. But through masturbation, he can start to identify this point, and when he reaches it, he should stop stimulating himself and relax for a bit before re-stimulating himself. The more he learns to hold back from reaching this point of no return, the more control he'll have. Then, get him to develop his pelvic floor muscles, which also strengthen his ability to keep his erection. Also, have him masturbate before you and him fuck, because his second time around should take longer. Suggest that he focus on your pleasure, so he's not thinking about how excited he feels. Slowly, through communication and these various techniques, he'll be able to last longer. Also, invest in some numbing condoms. That's what I always say. Trust me, I've had to use them before as well. The next question is from Rebecca. She is 21 years old and she's calling out of El Paso. Her subject line says, what do you do if your husband or boyfriend has small penis complex? She says, my husband has a small penis complex, even though we have a great sex life. What can I do? Well, this is very common, okay? Traditionally, men are competitive at sports, at work, in the gym, and over women. And this extends to penis size, where they want to measure up. Since he's worried about his size, you need to encourage him to become the king of foreplay. But it's key not to pander to his insecurity by over-talking it. That's when you're likely to say something that will accidentally hurt him. Also, give him the facts. It's the first 3 inches of your vagina that have the most nerve endings. So all he needs is 3 inches when erect to stimulate them. As for penetration, choose positions that will create more friction, like the cat maneuver, where you lie on top with your legs between his thighs. This tightens your thighs around his penis. Also, do a doggy style. That's my favorite position. Or he should sit on the edge of the bed with you on top facing him for more deep penetration. So try those moves out and have fun doing it, and then tell me how it worked for you. The next question is from Samantha. She's 19 years old and she is from San Diego, California. It's crazy how far you guys are, but her subject line says, does douching prevent pregnancy? I heard that if I douche after sex, it'll prevent pregnancy. Is this true? No, it's not true. Unfortunately, urban sex myths like this one leave many women with unwanted pregnancies. If your husband or your boyfriend has powerful sperm, strong swimmers, they could reach a cervix and travel up into your uterus and fertilize an egg. Despite douching, even if his little swimmers aren't particularly strong, you never know if one feisty one might get through. It only takes one, okay? One sperm to get you pregnant. There are many different types of contraception besides condoms. I'd recommend you both go for an STI, sexually transmitted infection, screening at your local sex health clinic, and I'm sure they should have some free ones around. Or you can go to your healthcare provider. Once you've been screened or the all clear for it, you can select the method of contraceptive that best fits your lifestyle. You may want to go with the pill or the patch. Get injections, or you can use like one that goes in your uterus, like a diaphragm or something, and so on. It's best to evaluate these with your healthcare provider. Okay, so don't my 110% opinion on that. Talk to your doctor and see what they say. It's best reviews. This next one is from Terry. She's 54 and she's calling from Washington, D.C. Terry, in her subject line, says, "He's too big. What do I do?" Her question is there any way besides having children to stretch out your vagina? Whenever my husband and I have sex, it always takes so long for him to penetrate me. It's like my first time every time, and not in a good way. Can I fix this? Well, many women mistakenly wish they had your problem. They think their pussy's too loose and wish they were tighter. Unfortunately, you're experiencing something that quite a few women do, and they often feel unable or too embarrassed to speak about it. But I'm glad that you decided to ask this question. You could possibly, potentially help a lot of people. First, it's important to consider whether this is related to nerves and anxiety or an actual physical tightness. Many women tighten up their vaginal muscles when they're anxious about sex. Once you can mentally relax your muscles, then everything will be fine. Another tip, take having sex back to the foreplay stage. Introduce some deep breathing and muscle relaxation as you caress each other and build trust slowly. Don't rush to immediately fuck. You can always use manual or oral stimulation to mutually orgasm once you're ready. Also, using lubrication will help. Check to see if you're allergic to anyone's first, just to avoid that mishap. If you still believe it's a physical issue, then it's best to consult your doctor. You know, we are all constructed differently. In your case, it might mean you're slightly smaller than the average woman, or you just have tighter pussy muscles. So there you go. Email me. I would like you to email me as well after to let me know if that was the case and if it helped. This next one is from a girl. I'm sorry for chuckling. Her name is Tanisha and she's emailing me out of the UK, and my cousin will know why I'm laughing at that part. I'm laughing at her name, but it's a pretty name. Her subject line says, "How can I get tighter down there?" Girl, we need to loosen you up. Stop saying down there. Say, "How can my pussy get tighter?" Be a little vulgar. We're adults. Okay, she says, "My husband complains that he can't feel me during sex. Is there anything I can do to make my vagina a bit tighter?" Yes, you can. Kegel exercises greatly improve your vaginal and pelvic floor muscles. All you do is imagine the muscles you use to stop yourself mid-flow during urination. Then gently tighten and squeeze those muscles. Hold for a count of 2 to 3 seconds and repeat this 10 times. Build up over a couple of weeks to 20 repetitions twice daily, and you should see an improvement in a month or so. If you find these exercises helpful, you can move on to more advanced exercises where you hold a vaginal egg, that's what it's called, or love beads inside your pussy, and you hold them with your vagina muscles. There are also vaginal weights you can squeeze and hold to further build up muscle strength, and I have them. They're called Kegel balls. You can get them from off of Amazon.com. I buy everything from there, okay? Many people also find that good old-fashioned doggy-style position naturally tightens these muscles, so maybe you should try that position as well. All these exercises have the added benefit of giving women, in general, stronger orgasms once muscle tone has been improved. So, by doing this, not only will it make your vagina tighter, you're gonna come better. Okay, so invite your husband to do the exercises as well. You know, they'll not only help him, like, identify his pelvic floor muscles, but the results will be stronger orgasms and better staying power for him. That way you guys can have sex for a longer amount of time if you're not doing it for a long time. This next one is from a young lady. Her name is Melissa and she is 17 years old, emailing me out of Atlanta. Well, I kind of don't want to answer your question just off of the strength of you being 17. I would prefer people that listen to this to at least be 21 and older. But hey, you asked, obviously you would like to know. So her subject line says, "Uncomfortable during intercourse. That's a sign that you shouldn't be having sex yet." But her question says, "I'm often uncomfortable during sex. There's almost more pain than pleasure. I do like foreplay, but usually not intercourse. What's wrong with me?" Okay, well, like, there are many reasons why women experience pain during intercourse. Some have an emotional reason, others have a physical reason. The fantastic starting point you have is that you do love foreplay with your boyfriend. It's important to rule out any physical cause with your gynecologist first, like an ongoing infection. But on the emotional side, is there a pattern to your pain? For example, like, do you have periods of high stress in, I don't want to say work, but in school or just in general, your aspect of life? Because stress can tense up the vaginal muscles and make sex painful. Or perhaps there's something you feel guilty about during sex, maybe. Maybe there's a part of you that thinks you don't deserve to have great sex or have sex. Thinking about your answers to these questions may help you identify where the pain comes from. It's important to share these thoughts with your boyfriend so he's looped in that you're feeling a little tense or bad. Okay, you both deserve to have sexual enjoyment, and communicating is the first step. So if one of these instances is that you don't want to have sex, by all means, don't do it. I hope that helped you. This next question is from an anonymous person. I don't like to stay anonymous. So her subject line says, how can I climax faster? And her question says, it takes me about 30 minutes to climax during sex. Is there anything I can do to help speed up the process? Well, it's not an unusually long time. For the average woman, it takes around 25 to 30 minutes of foreplay, stimulation, and or penetration to reach climax. Some women find that the time it takes to get sexually aroused and climax is less when a couple of key factors are involved. First, there's nothing that will make a woman feel sexier than feeling wanted, loved, and desirable. Discuss with your husband how to incorporate little romantic gestures during foreplay that stroke your libido. Second, women tend to climax more quickly when they feel completely free and confident about telling their partner exactly what sort of stimulation they need. For example, maybe he gives you some pleasure during foreplay but tends to lose the rhythm, speed, or friction you like. This means the buildup to your climax is interrupted. So, open the dialogue. If you can communicate about those important issues, then you might see things speed up. But if they don't, chill out. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You want it to be a marathon. You don't want it to be quick, right? And you want it to feel great. So, I hope that helped you. All right, this next one is from a woman. Her name is Alba, and she is emailing me from Phoenix, Arizona, and she is 48 years old. Her subject line says, should I be worried if my husband doesn't orgasm? Her question says, sometimes my husband doesn't orgasm. I feel abnormal, but he insists it's him and not me. Is there anything I can do? Actually, a lot of men don't come all the time. In fact, it's a sexual myth that men always orgasm. Okay? Even if they don't suffer from like erectile dysfunction or otherwise known as ED, many reasons why this can happen. From alcohol to drugs to feeling tired or stressed. In your husband's case, he may insist that it's his problem, but if it makes you concerned, it's your problem too. Let him know that you'll do anything you can to help because you want to feel as much pleasure as possible. Reassure him that sex is always about sensual touching and foreplay. It's not always about the orgasm. Then leave it be. You can only say so much. Then relax about it. In the meantime, try to ensure that you both get quality time together and are well rested before you have sex. Because it's just the same thing for women. You know, some women don't, or they don't come either. So don't get stressed out. This next one is from Charlotte, and she's emailing me out of North Carolina. She is 59 years old, and her subject line says, I can't orgasm since we got married. What's the deal? Oh, I'm a late bloomer with getting married. It took me 26 years to marry my husband. But since we've been married, my sex drive is flat. The only time I'm sure to orgasm is if we're having sex and there's a chance of being caught. What's happening? It's interesting that risky sex, when others are within earshot, intensifies your experience and allows you to reach orgasm. With that thought in mind, perhaps moving in together, getting engaged and marrying, signaled to you the end of an exciting era. That happens. People feel like that. This response to settling down is more common in men though, but it does happen to some women. At a deeper emotional level, you may think all the romance and passion is gone. now that you've committed. It would be a good idea to see a therapist. But before you go, why not try to invigorate your life and relationship? Take out any unnecessary stress and replace it with fun dates so you both can go out and do exciting things. This can restore relationships mojo, which often gets lost in the day-to-day grind. If reconnecting, you know, through fun hobbies and interests, plus continuing to spice up your sex life doesn't work, see a marital counselor. That's what I say. Try those things out and also tell him how you feel. Don't be ashamed. Hope that helped you. All right, and the 10th and final question for this part one of 50 sex questions that you guys asked me is from a woman. Her name is Carmen, and she's emailing me out of New Mexico. She is 28 years old. So the subject line for hers says, not sexually satisfied. Her question says, I'm not sexually satisfied with my husband. I've tried everything. Lingerie, books, flat out telling and showing him what to do. And I don't know what the disconnection is. Things are just so boring in the bedroom. Okay, she has a lot of exclamation points in her message. Her question, it's crazy. It's in all caps and it's like, it looks like she's yelling. To me, your tone is a bit angry, which hints that something else is going on in the relationship. And if you're just using sex as the focus of the problem, perhaps there's a power struggle going on, or maybe a lack of communication. Only you can decide that. But when it gets to the stage of finger pointing, for example, you don't satisfy me no matter what I try, a negative cycle begins to develop. It puts him on the defense because he thinks you're on the offense. Evaluate how you two have been, you know, relating recently. Let your husband know you want to table the sex for a few weeks to work on reconnecting outside of the bedroom. And when I mean table the sex, that means no sex until you get this situation together. Because sex is not going to help, okay? Do a favor for him each day, even if it's simply leaving a loving note on his pillow or sending him a text message. And make sure you get out for a weekly date. And when you do something fun, like seeing a movie or trying a new restaurant after a month, see if you're getting back that loving feeling. So you should get the confidence to explore more of what's going on in the bedroom if you haven't already. Masturbate to find out what works for you. Play with yourself. Who doesn't like doing that? You can then take this new knowledge into having sex with him. Describe in lots of detail exactly how you want to be touched and pleasured. Because how is he going to know how to pleasure you if you don't sit and communicate with him? You got to let him know these things. You have to tell him. But before you guys even go to that point, you need to work on the relationship a little bit. Because it seems like something was going on. But I hope that helped you. And I most definitely want to get a, you know, update email from you to see where you guys are, and I hope that it works out for you and him. So guys, that's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the questions. I know they're not super vulgar. I was thinking I was gonna get crazy sex questions, but it's refreshing. So as always, don't forget to follow. If you don't want to follow on Podomatic, you can follow my email, like I said. So email me at asksex1989@yahoo.com, and always have a sexual appetite for you and your spouse, partner, boyfriend, whatever. Till next time, guys.